Support for NPR comes from AMARC Foundation, supporting ProCon.org, with the 2008 presidential candidates' positions on many issues at ProCon.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. A tentative deal has been reached on a new contract between the state of Illinois and union representing more than 35,000 state employees. A statement on the website of the American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employees says the agreement was reached Friday at talks in Peoria. Union members will learn about details of the proposed contract at ratification meetings beginning in about a week. AFSCME and the state had been stuck in a stalemate for months. The union had agreed to work under a contract that expired June 30th, as long as talks continued. Lawyers in the Chicago area are looking for new ways to restrict handguns, despite a recent Supreme Court ruling that made local bans illegal. Robert Wildebohr reports.
The ruling found that Washington, D.C.'s ban on all handguns violated the constitutional rights of the city's residents. Since then, villages and cities around Chicago have been getting rid of their bans. Nina Vinnick is with a gun control group, but she says the court's decision wasn't all bad news.
It's an opportunity to come in now and say, okay, no longer do we have a ban. Let's look at what we can put into place.
That's what Vinnick's doing. She's with a group called Legal Community Against Violence, and they're using their legal savvy to write up model gun legislation that would conform to the recent Supreme Court ruling. The idea is that smaller towns with few legal resources could implement the restrictions, confident that they won't be hit with a lawsuit from the National Rifle Association. I'm Robert Wildebohr.
The National Weather Service in Chicago has issued a warning regarding rip currents in Lake Michigan. The summer rip currents in Lake Michigan have been blamed for the drowning of two teenage swimmers in Indiana. Meteorologist Bill Wilson says the warnings are an extension of those that have been in place on the country's east and west coast for several years. This is AM 580 News, and you're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The temperature right now in Urbana, it's 64 degrees. The time, it's 6.5 minutes past 7.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith. Leanne Hansen is on assignment. The swimming competition at the Olympic pool in Beijing ended with the fulfillment of an improbable quest. In the very last race, Michael Phelps won his 8th gold medal of the Games. He and his American medley relay teammates also broke the world record. Phelps now has more gold medals in a single Olympics than any other athlete ever. From Beijing, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
There's no doubt about it now, says four-time swimming gold medalist John Neighbor.
There is no question from now on that when people think about the greatest swimmer of all time, it's only going to be Michael Phelps' name that comes to their lips.
And when people think about the Beijing Olympics,
these are definitely the Michael Phelps Games. They have to be. He won 8 gold medals. He deserves to be remembered, you know, as the hero of the Beijing Olympics.
That's Olympic historian David Walashinsky, who now predicts a new word in the American lexicon,
which will be Phelpsian. That will be when you just win everything and overwhelm the opposition. That will be a Phelpsian achievement.
The 8th Phelpsian achievement of the Michael Phelps Games came during the butterfly leg of the 400 medley relay. Phelps dove into the water with the American team in 3rd place. He was still in 3rd at the flip turn, but once he got those arms churning, he swam the fastest 100 meters ever. At the wall, Phelps had the lead, and freestyler Jason Lezak then sealed the deal. The Americans broke the world record by a little more than a second. And Phelps had more gold medals than any other Olympian ever.
This is all a dream come true. You know, to really just imagine anything and work towards it and have ups, have downs, and be able to accomplish everything you've ever dreamed of. It's fun.
Here's what fun was like for Michael Phelps. 9 days of competition, 17 races, 8 finals, 7 world records, 3 miles of swimming. Australian distance swimmer Grant Hackett is also considered one of the world's great Olympians.
Can't be described, the level of achievement that he's done here. It's phenomenal, and I think, in my opinion,